I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock. I'm Lindsay Ertz in for Maria Chaleos this hour.
And we do have a little bit of slowing on northbound I-15 in the heart of the valley. I'm Ricky Meese.
Excuse me, Ricky. KSL's top local story this hour.
The Utah drought 2021.
Governor Cox is highlighting the plight of farmers and ranchers because of the drought.
Food does not come from Walmart. Food does not come from the grocery store. That is not where food comes from. Food comes from the men and women, the families who are growing this food, making it possible.
KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt has more from a news conference held by the governor this morning.
Governor Spencer Cox says no one has done more to cut back on water usage in Utah than our farmers and ranchers.
Utah farms and ranches have seen water cuts between 70% and 75% on most farms.
From a farm in Layton this morning, Cox says it's more complex than just reducing water use. But when farmers don't get the water they need to grow crops and feed livestock, the effects are long term because agriculture affects every sector of our economy.
We're going to feel the effects of this drought, especially amongst agriculture, for years to come.
The governor says food doesn't come from grocery stores. It comes from farmers and ranchers who are struggling just to break even this year. Nick Wyatt, KSL News Radio.
And we do have breaking news this hour. Logan police are releasing the name of the man who they say died in a motorcycle crash last night. 25-year-old Spencer Rawlies was killed after getting into a crash with an SUV. Police say they don't believe there was any impairment leading up to the crash, but they are investigating the cause. And we are getting more details into the newsroom on a developing story out of Iron County. Officials are investigating a train derailment after a flash flood late last night. The train was traveling near Lund, Utah. The Iron County Sheriff's Office says three people on board were injured in the accident and taken to the hospital. The floodwaters also made it difficult for them to get to the scene. There were about 95 train cars involved with unknown cargo. Officials with Union Pacific are now working on to clean up the derailed cars. The Salt Lake County DA is going to announce his findings in a deadly officer-involved shooting in Harriman. Investigators claim the man became a threat to officers the moment they arrived. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
The shooting happened in late October. Police were called out to investigate a person who violated a protective order on Solifax Lane, and on the way, officers were told that the suspect had a gun. Investigators stated that when they arrived, they heard several gunshots, and they saw the man, Isaac Christensen, and claimed he presented a threat. Harriman police say all of their officers were wearing body cameras.
Court records show a woman filed a protective order against Christensen roughly a week before the shooting. KSL's top national story this hour from ABC News. COVID cases are rising across the country. Louisiana's governor, John Bel Edwards, says 50% of all adults have received at least one dose of a vaccine.
The shame of it is we have three very safe and effective vaccines to combat the spread of COVID-19.
CDC Director Rochelle Walensky says the U.S. is seeing a 10% increase in COVID cases in 49 states. Canada's prime minister says his country may allow fully vaccinated American tourists to cross its border starting in August. Justin Trudeau says if Canada continues its current rate of vaccinations, the border could open for non-essential travel. Currently, only people on essential business can cross between the U.S. and Canada. A player on USA's basketball team is already out of the Tokyo Olympics thanks to COVID. Washington Wizards guard Bradley Beal has entered health protocols. ESPN's Brian Windhorst says the replacement options are slim.
This team is scheduled to leave to get the rest of the players to get those guys in shape. So a couple of players that we think they're looking at. Julius Randle of the New York Knicks, who was one of the finalists to get one of the last spots, obviously coming off a terrific season. I can tell you that Tobias Harris has been reached out to by Team USA to judge his availability, but he has been out of the country for the last 2+ weeks. Celebrating his birthday, which is Thursday. So he is not really in position.
The U.S. men's basketball team has also canceled their scheduled exhibition tonight with Australia out of an abundance of caution. Other national stories, KSL is following this hour. Texas lawmakers on both sides of the political fence are digging in their heels regarding a strict voting bill.
Characterizing Republican moves to make curbside voting and 24-hour polling places illegal as voter suppression, Democratic state lawmakers remain in Washington to head off a vote back in the Texas legislature. State Representative Chris Turner says the Democratic holdout has had an effect.
They have backed away from the offensive provision that would have allowed a judge to overturn an election without evidence, basically.
The Speaker of the State House says he's chartered a plane in Washington to carry the Democrats back to Austin tomorrow. So far, none have taken him up on the free ride. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Coming up on KSL News Radio, an amazing landing in Siberia, and a look at your noontime drive.
We had an accident on the ramp from northbound I-15 to go westbound on the 21st South Freeway, and that has caused the backups that you're going to see to 33rd South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:05.
Utah's only all-news morning show.
Flames were shooting from the roof.
This morning's apartment fire also impacting a lot of roads.
And in the afternoon, catch Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News.
What to do with $50 million worth of cookies?
Mornings and afternoons on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
It's a new day, and it's coming at you fast. It could be the day your workforce doubles or the day your visitors quadruple. With Comcast Business, you'll have what you need to take on every twist and turn, like the flexibility to control multiple Wi-Fi networks from anywhere and the power of the nation's largest gig speed network. The one that can deliver gig speeds to the most businesses. Every day in business is a big day. We'll keep you ready for what's next. Comcast Business. Power and possibilities.
Get started with a powerful and reliable internet and voice solution starting at $64.90 a month for 12 months with a two-year agreement. Call 1-800-501-6000 or go to comcastbusiness.com today to learn more. Limited time offer. Restrictions apply. New customers only with 35 megabits per second service and one voice line. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. Wi-Fi Pro Extra.
Hi, my name is Tony from Midvale. Would you have a fast food cook perform surgery on you? No. I also wouldn't let anyone install my heat cable except Wasatch Heat Cable. I'll tell you why. I had heat cable installed on my roof by this guy about 10 years ago. I'm surprised he didn't offer me fries with that. The cable only worked for 2 years before seeing some major problems. I called Wasatch Heat Cable, and as it turns out, the electrical wasn't set up the right way, and the cable had some serious installation flaws. Wasatch Heat Cable salvaged what they could and set up everything correctly. I've been problem-free for about 7 years now, and I really wish I had called Wasatch Heat Cable the first time around. It would have saved me a lot of money.
This is Eric with Wasatch Heat Cable. We get a lot of people, like Tony, calling us to fix issues with their heat cable systems. We've been installing heat cable on roofs for 20 years. Our technicians really know what they're doing. Schedule your service today. Call 801-866-1110. That's 801-866-1110. Or visit wasatchheatcable.com.
Recapping our top local stories, Governor Spencer Cox says Utah's farmers and ranchers are being impacted by the current drought. He says this will impact our crops and economy for many years to come. The pilots of a passenger plane in Russia are being praised after making an emergency landing in the Siberian wilderness.
The local governor is calling it a miracle. All 19 people on board the small Russian passenger flight have been rescued safely after it made a hard landing in the Siberian region of Tomsk. Passengers have told Russian media it seemed the engines failed on the Soviet-built AN-28. The pilot, though, managed to land in the tundra, where the plane then flipped over. Remarkably, none of the passengers appear to have been seriously hurt. The governor has said that is thanks to the professionalism of the pilots. Patrick Reeval, ABC News, Moscow.
Officials at the Grand Canyon have found people who went missing after a flash flood on the Colorado River. Search crews say four people were evacuated by a helicopter earlier this week. One person was in critical condition. They also say a commercial river trip located two more missing people yesterday, one of whom had passed away. Park officials are warning of flash flooding in the desert from even small storms. Utah's already low unemployment level is staying level at 2.7%. That's much lower than the national rate, which increased in June to 5.9%. Department of Workforce Services Deputy Director Nate McDonald tells Utah's Morning News the service industry is seeing strong recovery.
Those were some of the jobs that were struggling the most through the pandemic, and we're seeing those numbers improve every single month. They're one of four industries that are still slightly down from looking back 2 years ago, but they are on an upward trajectory, and that's a real positive.
Utah's professional and business services industry saw the most job gains during the last month. A woman is under arrest after police say she attacked employees at her children's preschool. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobe reports.
A 26-year-old mother is facing possible charges of disorderly conduct and assault after police say she assaulted employees at a preschool in Taylorsville. According to arrest records, the woman hit one employee several times, pulled her hair, and then stomped on her face. That employee was taken to the hospital with non-critical injuries. The woman has three children who attend the preschool, according to KSL.com, and police say the assault started over some kind of payment dispute. Amy Kobe, KSL News Radio.
Turning now to our noontime drive. Ricky Meese, any problems out there?
We do have a few. Now, for those who were caught up in the backups on northbound I-15 through the South Salt Lake area, that's cleared. It was due to an accident on the transition ramp from northbound I-15 to go westbound on the 21st South Freeway. The crash has also gone on that ramp. But a new problem on another ramp. And this is going to be near the downtown area. Police activity northbound I-15 on the on-ramp at 500 South. They are blocking a right lane of traffic. Now, we also have a KSL traffic trooper saying there's a crash in Utah County, 800 North, 1200 West in Orem, and it is affecting westbound lanes of travel over all the rest of your Salt Lake County freeways. And I-15 between Ogden and Provo, both directions are looking good. Physicians, do you feel comfortable in your financial plan, your investments? True North Wealth is honored to be serving hundreds of Utah's physicians. That's True North Wealth. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. Here's Grant Wayman in the KSL Weather Center.
Well, it looks like more of the same weather-wise. Partly cloudy, a slight chance of thunderstorms again in the afternoon. High temperatures around 99. Tomorrow we get a lot of sunshine and up to near 100. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now, lots of sunshine. It's 88 degrees. Coming up on Utah's Noon News, where does your food come from? The governor has a reminder during Utah's continued drought. That's on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news.
It is difficult for me to be out of a truck and to trust others to do my work at my clients' homes for me. Before techs can wear a Whipple Service Champions uniform, they must go through an extensive onboarding process, including learning the Whipple way, which is our unique way of serving. Voted best place to work, it's good business to treat team members like we treat our best customers. Want to see a Whipple Service Champion in action? Take $100 off any service, repair, or replacement of $300 or more. If it's in your home, we can do it. Plumbing, heating, air conditioning, electrical, and drain cleaning. I know it's true. Our technicians will do a much better job for you than I ever could as one guy in a truck. With the help of our Whipple systemized approach, call takers, dispatchers, installation coordinators, office staff, and inventory system, you'll get fast, hassle-free service. Call Whipple Service Champions at 801-444-FAST.
Whipple, they come, plumbing troubles all gone.
For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
For the ones who get going when the going gets tough. And the ones who know we're tougher together. For the pathfinders breaking new ground. Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as fast access to experts and 24/7 customer support. Because we know you have people depending on you, so you can always depend on us. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Zeus here.
Sorry about that. Zeus here. God of thunder, inventor of fire. My resume is awesome. Look, fire is one of my most epic creations, but it doesn't belong on the road. And trailer chains can spark a wildfire if you let them drag. So just make sure your trailer chains are all tightened up. Otherwise, you will be on the highway to Hades. Know what I mean? Tighten up loose trailer chains. Use your fire sense.
Do you need cash now? Is your interest rate too high? Are you drowning in car payments? Your car is worth more now than ever before. So it's time to sell high during Volkswagen Southtown's Sell High Sale. Trade in your car to Volkswagen Southtown and we'll buy it for its original base MSRP. Deducting only for mileage, manufacturer's incentives, and any damage. Plus, you can get a new car at Volkswagen Southtown for as low as 0% APR for 60 months. Or a used car for as low as 0.9 for 60 months. There's never been a better time to sell high. Or, if you need cash now, just sell us your car. No strings attached. Volkswagen Southtown will buy your car even if you don't buy one from us. We're paying thousands more than ever for cars like yours. Don't miss Volkswagen Southtown's Sell High Sale. Going on now. Stop by today to check out the new VW Taos, VW ID4, the Atlas Crossport, and more. Or visit VWSouthtown.com.
Financing through VCI OAC. See dealer for details.
Shop Utah's number one Volkswagen dealer at VWSouthtown.com.
Ardent Mills is hiring. No experience needed. Ability to lift 50 pounds required. Competitive hourly rate. Qualified candidates may be eligible for up to a $5,000 bonus for the first year. Apply online at ArdentMillsCareers.com.
KSL News Time, 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
the Salt Lake County DA makes a decision on an officer-involved shooting in Harriman. Investigators say the suspect fired several shots as officers arrived. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, Utah's Governor Spencer Cox says Utah's farmers and ranchers will feel the repercussions of this drought for years to come. And third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
Activity blocking a right lane of traffic. It's on that ramp, northbound I-15 at 500 South. The on-ramp right lane blocked to traffic. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Another round of storms possible and up to 99. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now it is 88 degrees. Time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. Texas state Democratic lawmakers remain in Washington, D.C. after leaving the state this week to temporarily stop a vote on Republican-led voting rights measures they call restrictive.
Characterizing Republican moves to make curbside voting and 24-hour polling places illegal as voter suppression, Democratic state lawmakers remain in Washington to head off a vote back in the Texas legislature. State Representative Chris Turner says the Democratic holdout has had an effect.
They have backed away from the offensive provision that would have allowed a judge to overturn an election without evidence, basically.
The Speaker of the State House says he's chartered a plane in Washington to carry the Democrats back to Austin tomorrow. So far, none have taken him up on the free ride. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
COVID cases rising quickly once again across the U.S. Health officials say the Delta variant and misinformation about vaccines are driving the latest wave. ABC News contributor Dr. Todd Ellerin.
These vaccines have a little bit of a reduced efficacy against the Delta variant for preventing infection, right? That's that virus in the back of our nose. But what we do know is they are so effective at preventing severe illness, hospitalizations, and deaths.
Health experts urging people to get vaccinated. Cutting-edge high-tech innovations created by Israel also include the most sophisticated spyware on the planet. Microsoft now making changes after detecting spyware in its system.
Microsoft updating its software to block Israeli spyware that it says was used to snoop on people from here in the Middle East to Europe to Asia. Politicians, human rights activists, journalists, dissidents, even academics were targeted, their phones, computers, and data clouds hacked. Microsoft alleges the Israeli spyware company uses several names. One is Kandaroo. Like NSO, this Israeli hacker-for-hire company may have sold its spyware to authoritarian governments that turned around and used it against innocent civilians.
You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth.
The Utah Drought 2021.
In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Governor Spencer Cox is highlighting the difficulties our farmers and ranchers are facing this year. From a farm in Layton this morning, the governor says people need to remember something really important.
People forget or don't realize that food does not come from Walmart. Food does not come from the grocery store. That is not where food comes from. Food comes from the men and women, the families who are growing this food, making it possible, and putting food on our tables.
Alongside the governor was farmer Tyson Roberts. He says agriculture in Utah is in survival mode right now.
When I say we're in survival mode, as I said, I left about 10 to 15% of our farmland unplanted. On a normal year where we have a good harvest, good markets, then that is about the profit for the farm, for this farm. So we're talking about, when I say survival mode, I mean, I hope I can pay the bills this year. And the lasting impacts, perennial crops like alfalfa, think about our orchards, our cherries, our apple, our peach producers, could suffer severe consequences if we lose those perennial crops. So when you go to the grocery store and buy some raspberries, it might be a shorter supply this year, but also in the years to come if those plants are lost.
Governor Cox says Utah's farmers and ranchers have seen water cuts of as much as 75% this year. Turning now to traffic, Ricky Meese, that sounds like a dire situation.
It does, doesn't it? It's pretty sad.
Are our roads any better?
Our roads are actually in pretty good shape. Valley Freeway traffic, no delays. That's on all the Valley Freeways. We do have one trouble spot. It's on the on-ramp from 500 South Downtown to northbound I-15. They are blocking a right lane of traffic, police activity at the scene there. But again, you can still get around it without any kind of big hiccups. We do have a new crash called out in West Valley, about 6200 West and 4300 South. Overall, a really nice drive in progress. Time to hit the road in a new car with rates near an all-time low. Get an auto loan from Hercules Credit Union. Visit HerculesCU.com for details. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And Grant Wayman has the 7-day forecast.
99 today with a slight chance of thunderstorms again in the afternoon hours. Tomorrow, more sunshine and a high of 100 and 101 on Sunday. Again, lots of sunshine and more of the same on Monday. We're up to 102, still pretty hot and lots of sun. Then it's going to back down only slightly. More storms in the forecast for Tuesday, 99. Scattered thunderstorms on Wednesday, 98. And we can still see some storms on Thursday up to 97. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now it's 88 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Coming up, we'll get a full check of your money news heading into the weekend.
Now it's Siegel Book. Get the best deal ever on Airwalk backpacks. Right now, they're priced ridiculously low at only $9.99. You save 70%. But hurry, there's a limited supply. And spruce up your summer wardrobe and stock up on your favorite summer styles of Sweet Salt clearance clothing. Now an additional 20% off. While you're there, check out books, audio products, and more. It's all available now at Siegel Book.
Owning a business comes with pressure. There's a limit to what I can do and still keep employees engaged. Fortunately, there's Insperity. They put 30-plus years of HR experience to work to help me with hiring, training, HR administration, and compliance, while giving my employees competitive benefit options. And because I'm able to focus on other priorities, my employees can thrive and my business can grow. With Insperity, nothing seems impossible. Insperity, HR that makes a difference.
We're live with Utah's 2021 Best of State winner, Black Diamond Experts. How you feeling, champ?
Let me tell you something, Mean Gene. Black Diamond Experts is Utah's Best of State for electrical. Black Diamond Experts is Utah's Best of State for plumbing. Black Diamond Experts is Utah's Best of State for HVAC services. We won for all three services this year.
And this isn't the first time you've won Utah's Best of State award.
That's a fact, Jack. We won 7 Utah Best of State awards over the last 4 years, brother. We're winning because we're giving Utah award-winning service 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, even on Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. You're the champ when you have Black Diamond Experts in your corner.
Strong words from the undisputed king of Utah's home service industry, Black Diamond Experts. Call them today at 801-251-1515 or schedule online at bdexperts.com.
Schedule online at bdexperts.com.
Back to school savings. Shopko Optical is offering 50% off frames with lens purchase. Visit shopko.com to schedule an exam and for offer details and limitations.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Millions manage their benefits online, so they can do what they want offline. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
KSL News Time 12:25. The Olympic Games are already encountering problems getting players to Japan.
We're currently looking at the refugee team. These are a group of athletes from countries who've had to flee for war. They all compete under one flag. It's really wonderful and very moving. But at the moment, they're all stuck in Doha, in Qatar, because they can't get on a plane because a member of their team has tested positive for COVID.
That's ABC's James Longman reporting. Taking a look at your money this moment, sponsored by Utah Community Credit Union, love where you bank. Lionsgate and Spyglass Media are joining forces. Lionsgate will acquire 200 movies from Spyglass in the partnership and will invest 20% stake in the fellow media company. Canada will allow cruise ships to start sailing again in November. The cruises were originally banned from Canadian waters until February of last year, so this moves up the date several months. Safety regulators are suing Amazon for not recalling hazardous products from its site. The products include things like flammable children's pajamas and faulty carbon monoxide detectors. Amazon says it's unclear why the U.S. Consumer Protection Safety Commission filed the complaint when the vast majority, they say, of products have been removed. In your money at this moment, markets are all down. The Dow is down 0.5%, 171 points. It's down, sitting at 34,815. The S&P is down 16 points, and the NASDAQ is down 48 points. A change up in the passenger lifts for Jeff Bezos' flight to space next week. The anonymous bidder, who paid a whopping $28 million for a spot, is now taking a rain check due to a scheduling conflict. ABC's transportation correspondent, Gio Benitez, has more.
Now Blue Origin says 18-year-old Oliver Damon is the passenger taking their spot. He'll join Bezos, his brother Mark, and 82-year-old Wally Funk, who will become the oldest person to go to space, training in the 1950s to become an astronaut, but never go. Damon sharing his excitement in a video posted to Twitter.
I am super excited to go to space and joining them on flight. I've been dreaming about this all my life.
The Dutch student pilot who just graduated high school is the first paying customer for Blue Origin.
And that flight will take off next Tuesday. KSL News Time 12:26. We'll take a break and be right back.
There's hot.
More sunshine, high of 90 in Salt Lake City.
And there's Utah hot.
97, mostly sunny. It warms up to 98 and then 99.
Get an updated forecast to find out when the weather breaks.
Check in every 10 minutes on the 9.
Mornings and afternoons on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion.
More news.
Are you one of the millions of homeowners who haven't refinanced yet? If so, I'm here to tell you it's not too late. Hi, I'm Wesley Hogan with Westland Financial. Although the lowest rates may be in our rearview mirror, as the economy recovers from the biggest economic shock of our lifetime, rates still remain near historic lows. In fact, with the dramatic increase in home values, this may be the perfect time to put that new home equity to work. Take advantage of our cash-out refi program and pay off high-rate credit cards, car loans, or other high-interest rate debt. Or finally make those home improvements you put on hold for so long. Best of all, we can do this with no closing costs. That's right. Whether it's a conventional, FHA, or VA loan, we'll pay for your title, settlement, lender, and recording fees. So call Westland at 888-455-3669. That's 888-455-3669. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind. 888-455-3669.
NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
Plasma has antibodies that may help others fight COVID. Please donate plasma now. You can literally save lives. There are thousands of locations across the country where you can donate. Find a site to donate your plasma at coronavirus.gov.
Produced by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services at taxpayer expense.
KSL News Time 12:25. Traffic and weather together. Ricky Meese, any problems out there?
It's actually been a pretty good drive on the Valley freeways. No delays. We are also back to an incident-free commute. The ramp from 5th South to northbound I-15 has cleared where we had police activity blocking a right lane of traffic. So that's in really good shape. Once again, all lanes of traffic are open. We have an accident in West Valley being cleared at about 4300 South, 6200 West. If your child begins kindergarten in 2022, it's time to apply for Waterford Upstart. Get them ready at home at no cost. It's fun and easy, so register today at waterfordupstart.org. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Well, once again, we can't rule out a few scattered thunderstorms yet today with partly cloudy skies. Still going to be hot up to 99 degrees. Tomorrow, mostly sunny skies and 100. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now it is 88 degrees and sunny in downtown Salt Lake City. Good afternoon. KSL News time is 12:30. I'm Lindsay Ertz in for Maria Chaleos today. KSL's top story this hour, a new program aimed at helping kids cope with concussions in the classroom is rolling out in one Utah school district. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly has the story.
It's called Return to Learn. Intermountain Healthcare is teaching the teachers in the Alpine School District. Sports medicine physician Dr. Darren Campbell says a concussion creates temporary learning disabilities in children.
So this just helps with the tools to really get them back into life, which is school for them.
Campbell says it isn't just kids who play sports who receive brain injuries. Utah has return to play programs for athletes, but this is the first time classroom learning is being addressed. He says students may need at-home studies, then reduce schoolwork in the classroom before they return to full academic capabilities. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
The Utah Drought 2021.
Utah's governor says our farmers and ranchers are facing nearly impossible difficulties this year with the drought. From a farm in Layton this morning, the governor says the agricultural sector will feel the impact for years to come.
Farmers will be purchasing less seed and supplies from their neighborhood co-ops. There will be fewer equipment purchases and upgrades. Less money in general will be circulating in the local economies as a result of this economic loss.
The governor says no one has done more to reduce water usage in Utah than our farmers and ranchers. With a reduction in crops and ability to feed livestock, he says many are struggling just to break even this year. Windy, dry conditions across the West continue to fuel fires in a dozen states, and the U.S. is now at its highest fire alert level.
North of Lake Tahoe, new evacuations ordered as the Beckwith Complex fire spreads to another 5,800 acres. And in Washington State, residents rushing to escape the Red Apple Fire. But those fires, only a fraction of the size of the bootleg fire in Oregon, the largest in the country, now burning an area larger than New York City. Fire crews from neighboring California called up to help.
That's ABC's Mona Kosar Abdi reporting. As the drought continues, demands are growing for an embargo on pipelines and dams along the Colorado River. ABC's Todd Ant has the story.
Farmers, environmentalists, and small-town business owners gathered at the Hoover Dam to criticize water officials who say they're not doing their jobs to maintain the Colorado River. The group wants moratoriums on projects like pipelines that are using more water consumption that would otherwise be used for the region's cities and farms. Scientists say the West is warmer and drier in the past 30 years due to a combination of natural weather patterns and human-caused climate change. Federal officials expect to make the first-ever water shortage declaration in the Colorado River Basin next month, prompting cuts in Arizona, Nevada, and Mexico. Todd Ant, ABC News.
KSL's top national story this hour from ABC News. Atlanta is seeing a drop in homicides. Mayor Keisha Lance Bottom says there's been a nearly 40% drop in homicides in the city since January. This comes after pay raises for the police force.
Today, our officers will see in their paychecks the final phase of increasing their pay, which was the commitment that we made to the pay increase, the largest pay increase 30% in the history of APD.
Atlanta saw a double-digit increase in the city's murder rate at the very start of the year. A Cottonwood, Arizona man who dressed up as a figure from the Book of Mormon during the riot at the Capitol on January 6th has been arrested. Nathan Entricken was dressed as Captain Moroni. An affidavit says videos contradict the suspect's initial claims that he entered the U.S. Capitol not knowing he was doing anything wrong and left as soon as he saw damage and looting. A bipartisan group of senators were putting the final touches on an infrastructure package. White House spokesperson Jen Psaki said today at the White House, briefing that the president isn't fazed by the negotiation process.
We certainly understand the ups and downs. No one better than the president. That's the period of time we're in at this point.
Senator Chuck Schumer plans to move forward with a procedural vote on the bill next Wednesday. The CDC director says the U.S. is seeing a 70% increase in COVID cases. ABC's Catherine Falders has the latest.
The White House coronavirus team had a clear message during a Friday briefing that unvaccinated people are getting sick, spreading the Delta variant, and ending up in the hospital. Here's the director of the CDC.
This is becoming a pandemic of the unvaccinated. We are seeing outbreaks of cases in parts of the country that have low vaccination coverage because unvaccinated people are at risk.
Just four states have accounted for 40% of all cases in the past week, and one in five of all cases are occurring in Florida alone. The average number of new COVID-19 hospital admissions has also increased dramatically to nearly 2,800 admissions a day, up by 35.8% in the last week. Catherine Falders, ABC News.
Coming up on KSL, an end of restrictions at the most iconic French monument and a look at your noontime drive.
A nice and easy drive on all the valley freeways. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:35.
Your morning companion,
Dave and Dujanovic,
gets her hands on a pro-police sign, rips it up, stomps on it in front of a police officer. Is this a hate crime?
I mean, think back in the Vietnam era. Should military be protected?
Dave and Dujanovic.
Weekdays 9 till noon.
On KSL News Radio.
We made USAA insurance for busy moms like Kate. She's a veteran made of flexibility to balance work, home, and her hobbies. From starting the workday to finishing her latest do-it-yourself project. So when another car accidentally bumped into hers while she was running an errand, Kate didn't let a little fender bender put a dent in her schedule. With just a few taps on our USAA mobile app, she filed her claim and was back on track. USAA insurance has made the way members like Kate need it easy, and with savings that fit right into her budget so she can get back to getting it all done. Switch and you could save with USAA auto insurance. Get a quote today at usaa.com/auto. USAA, what you're made of, we're made for. Ability to receive a quote depends on membership eligibility. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. USAA means United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates.
UCCU makes it easy to open a home equity line of credit with no closing costs, and they're doing it faster than ever before.
And there are so many wonderful things about opening a home equity line of credit or HELOC at UCCU. The first thing is, for a limited time, UCCU is offering HELOCs with an introductory rate of less than 1%, 0.99% APR for 6 months, and just 3.5% variable thereafter.
And right now, UCCU will deliver your HELOC in record time with an electronic appraisal that can determine the current value of your home instantly and, most importantly, accurately.
This new appraisal system at UCCU delivers this home appraisal faster than ever before. It's a big advantage in this busy housing market where scheduling an appraisal can take a long time.
And by the way, if you already have a HELOC, just bring it to UCCU for a larger credit limit, and I'm going to guarantee it, a lower rate.
You can fill out an easy application right on your phone or computer, or you can stop by any UCCU branch.
Go to UCCU.com. UCCU. You're going to love where you bank.
Recapping our top local story, Intermountain Healthcare is teaming up with the Alpine School District to help students with concussions from playing sports. Doctors say it can be a slow process to recover, which impacts learning. KSL News Time, 12:38. Visitors are returning today to the Eiffel Tower. ABC's Maggie Rooley reports from Paris.
France is now open to any American who's fully vaccinated or has a negative COVID test. And yes, numbers of tourists are increasing, but they're still pretty few and far between. So there's not long lines at museums. It's easier to get reservations at restaurants. That being said, I have to say I'm looking around right now and the Eiffel Tower is packed. This is the most packed I've ever seen. I even overheard one tour guide saying he never sees it like this.
All visitors to the monument, except for kids, will need to show proof of vaccination or a negative COVID test. This may make you not want to travel or at least swim. People visiting Zion National Park are getting skin rashes from algae in the Virgin River. The Spectrum reports there have been no hospitalizations or worse this year, but they have seen many cases of rashes from the potentially toxic bacteria. Officials say the algae has only been in Zion for the last year. Newly released video shows NFL free agent Richard Sherman trying to break down the door of his in-laws' home before his arrest on Wednesday. The former 49er and Seahawk now faces four misdemeanor charges and is due back in court today. ABC's Andrew Dimbert has more.
Police say the 6.5-hour ordeal began after Sherman consumed two bottles of liquor and became aggressive, his wife then calling 911. Sherman then driving away from their home. A short time later, police say he crashed into a construction barrier, abandoned his car, and then walked to his in-laws' home, trying to force his way in, ramming the door with his shoulder. Sherman got the door partially open. Prosecutors say his father-in-law was so afraid he had a gun ready and even fired pepper spray at Sherman.
Sherman faces charges of DUI, resisting arrest, and criminal trespassing. Turning down to traffic, Ricky Meese is in the KSL Traffic Center.
A very nice drive for your Friday noon hour. If you're on I-15, good speeds up and down that corridor between Roy and Provo. The rest of your Salt Lake County freeway is also problem-free. We do have a surface street crash in West Valley in the cleanup stages at 6200 West, 4300 South. Get 0% APR on balance transfers and purchases up to 6 months, plus low rates and rewards with a new credit card from Cypress Credit Union. For details, visit cypresscu.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. Here's Grant Wayman in the KSL Weather Center.
Up to 99 today with more hit-or-miss thunderstorms possible into the afternoon hours. Tomorrow, more sunshine. We'll take those scattered storms out, and we're up to 100. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now it's 88 degrees and sunny at KSL News Radio. Coming up on Utah's new news, a trip into the Utah outdoors on a special wheelchair. Tim Hughes explains in a Heart of Utah special on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news.
You see them everywhere. Signs. Now hiring signs, help wanted signs. But wouldn't you like to do more than just help? Are you really looking for a career? Bonneville Salt Lake is hiring across our radio, digital, and TV platforms. Live events, content creation, digital and social media. The possibilities are amazing. So if you want to do more than just help, start a career or bring your experience to the next level. Visit Bonneville.com/careers now. Bonneville.com/careers.
Probably the biggest roadblock for people wanting to drop weight and maybe find out more from Soda Weight Loss is that first phone call, Scott. They got to make that first phone call, because once you do, you'll realize, one, the staff there is immensely helpful. You get coaches, nutritionists who walk you through the process. You have weekly one-on-one weigh-ins. This has been an amazing process for Scott and I. We've worked through this thing now 8 weeks. I have dropped 40 pounds. I'm down 40 pounds in those first 8 weeks. That's awesome. 5 pounds of fat weight every week. And it's been amazing because we started with a phone call to Soda Weight Loss.
Yeah, and that phone call happens every week. I love the accountability. I love the coaching. I also love the recipes. They give you recipes when you order your
great
food.
Great ideas.
And they're really good ideas. And they help you to make healthy food taste great. I'm down 54 pounds in 8 weeks. It's been incredible. I've loved every minute of it. You got to go check it out. Don't wait. Don't have any excuses. Give Soda Weight Loss a call. Go check them out, sodaweightloss.com.
It's summer vacation, but for many Utah teachers, they're already preparing for next school year. KSL and Burt Brothers Tire and Service are proud to honor our Utah teaching heroes with a teacher tribute wall. And in July, when you honor a teacher at KSLNewsRadio.com/teacher, both you and the teacher will automatically be entered to win a pair of all-day passports to Lagoon. Visit KSLNewsRadio.com/teacher and nominate a hero today. From Burt Brothers Tire and Service and KSL News Radio.
I wish people would learn to come in sooner. Unfortunately, by the time they come in our stores, they're almost desperate. They've been struggling trying to find a solution for their problem. They're looking with hope in their eyes. You've got to be able to help me.
You're listening to Beth, an art support specialist at the Goodfeet store.
A construction guy comes in and told me, "I'm afraid I'm going to get fired. My feet hurt so bad, I can't do what I need to do at work. You gotta help me." It's unbelievable how quickly the product changes some things for some people.
For over 20 years, we've been helping people live the life they love without letting their feet get in the way.
When you're able to help them work more efficiently, more comfortably, and they're back and doing things that they've been wanting to do, things that they've missed, I go home every day proud of what I've done.
See what we can do for you with a free personalized arch support fitting. at the Good Feet Store.
You'll find America's arch support experts in Farmington, Riverton, and Sandy. Call 1-800-NEW-FEET or visit goodfeetnw.com.
The Good Feet Store, the life you love, starts here.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
KSL News Time, 1244. With the three things you need to know this hour, first.
Governor Spencer Cox says Utah farmers and ranchers are struggling through the drought this year. He says the entire state will feel the repercussions of the hit to agriculture for years to come. KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt.
And second, we do have breaking news. The Salt Lake County DA, Sim Gill, says the fatal shooting of Isaac Christensen by Harriman police last fall was justified. Stay tuned to KSL News Radio. We'll continue to follow this story throughout the afternoon. And third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
We don't have one, and that's the great news for your Friday noontime drive. Valley Freeway traffic rolling along your main secondary is also in good shape. Watch for construction holding up traffic on 3rd West, both directions between 1300 and 2100 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
A few thunderstorms and temperatures in the high 90s. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now it's 88 degrees. Time for KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
The CDC says the latest wave of COVID cases signals a pandemic of the unvaccinated, with cases surging in areas where fewer people have gotten their shots. In Los Angeles, it's rules in reverse. Mask mandates going back into effect in public places this weekend, even for people who have been vaccinated.
It comes as cases here have jumped from 200 a day to now 1,500 a day. L.A. County Health Officer Dr. Muntu Davis.
Masking indoors must again become a normal practice by all, regardless of vaccination status, so that we can stop the trends and level of transmission we're currently seeing.
Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
The death toll in Belgium and Germany rising, at least 125 dead from the devastating flooding that's washed away cars and homes in towns and villages. Hundreds of others are still missing. France has reopened its iconic Eiffel Tower after being shuttered for 9 months during COVID restrictions. Americans fully vaccinated or with negative COVID tests are allowed to travel to the country. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth.
Heart of Utah on Utah's new news.
We told you in a previous Heart of Utah about a young man who was able to see Utah's outdoors thanks to an off-road wheelchair. KSL News Radio's Tim Hughes recently joined a trip with Ryan Grassley and Sam Hunt to see it in action.
We were first introduced to Ryan Grassley and Sam Durst in one of Mary Richards' earlier Heart of Utah features. A family relationship that began when they were just babies, and their parents would take turns watching each other's kids so they could go to school. Sam, you see, was born with muscular dystrophy, and it was the beginning of a friendship that took an unexpected turn a few years ago, strangely enough with a job opportunity for Ryan.
I found this company that has a cool off-road wheelchair, and I said, I know a guy, he'd be the perfect male model. And he goes bananas anytime he's included and able to do things that his normal wheelchair can't do. So we started going on cool adventures and started a TikTok channel, and now we've got 200,000 followers and millions of views a month, and Sam's a celebrity.
But it was about far more than just promoting a chair.
We're also trying to show the younger generation that's on TikTok that, like, you need to include everybody, regardless of their ability or who they are, that you could be friends with anybody and have a good time.
Equipped with the Modus, the pair has now taken this message of inclusivity to places neither thought possible, including Utah's Delicate Arch, a memory Sam's dad, Roger, still gets choked up about.
You get to the top, the trail gets very narrow, and we were kind of waiting and telling people, you can go first, we're going to be a minute. And they're like, no, we want to see how this happens. And so we got him up there, and when we got to the top, the thing that was really neat were people were applauding.
My friends on KSL Outdoors Radio were so inspired with the message and effort that we marshaled the troops to get Ryan and Sam to another bucket list spot, this time at Bryce Canyon, where we witnessed the magic of Sam's smile as his laughter echoed through the Red Rock Canyon walls of Wall Street. Without words spoken between perfect strangers, acts of kindness and inclusivity spontaneously occurred. Hikers dropping their backpacks, cameras, and water bottles to get Sam through some tight spots.
They helped us lower Sam down through the wash and get him around up to the other side. And without hesitation, we see a lot of goodness in people in these experiences. We always hear about the bad in the news, but there's a lot of goodness out there in people that want to help.
Mr. Rogers used to tell us as kids to look for the helpers. And in a world more and more focused on inclusion, I'm happy to report there are many helpers among us.
Thank you.
You are welcome, my friend.
For Heart of Utah, I'm Tim Hughes.
I'm not crying. You're crying, Ricky. Oh, my gosh.
I love these stories. And they're right. We do need some good news from time to time. Yes. And that was quite inspiring.
So sweet.
Well, for those who are traveling the Valley Freeways, you have a good drive in front of you, including I-15 north and southbound, crash-free and delay-free, and that's in Weber, Davis, Salt Lake, and Utah counties. Had an earlier accident. It's probably wrapped up by now, 6200 west, about 4300 south. You will see construction in downtown. It's been there for a while. It's still going to be there a little bit longer. Third west, both directions between 1300 and 2100 south. Trying to quit smoking? You don't have to quit alone. Way to Quit is here if you need help. Tips, resources, and coaches are just a click away. Visit waytoquit.org today. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And Grant Wayman has our 7-day forecast.
High temperatures in the upper 90s again today, but hit or miss thunderstorms again for the afternoon. Tomorrow, mostly sunny skies and a little hotter, up to 100. 101 in the sunshine Sunday and 102 Monday. Again, mostly sunny skies to start off the week. Scattered thunderstorms overturn on Tuesday. The highs again in the upper 90s. More of the same Wednesday, scattered thunderstorms, 98. And then into the middle 90s on Thursday, again, more scattered thunderstorms. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now it is 88 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City with sunny skies. We'll take a break. More in just a minute.
Well, my daddy left home when I was 3, and he didn't leave much to my ma and me. Just this old guitar and an empty bag of Revive. Now, I'm not going to whine and carry on, because he gave us the secret to a healthy lawn, keeping it lush, dark green, and alive. Listen, get yourself a bag of Revive this weekend and lay it down. In a few days, you'll have the greenest lawn on the block. Use Revive. It works.
The first step to a beautiful lawn this year is an application of Revive Organic Soil Treatment. Apply Revive now. The results? A lush, green, healthy lawn without brown spots and dry areas. Revive's powerful but safe blend of wetting agents, soil conditioners, and nutrients gives you greener grass with less water. And remember, saving water is saving money. Use Revive every few weeks for the greenest lawn on your block. In fact, use Revive right now. It works.
Okay, that's good. Whoa, whoa, Dave!
Sorry, I'll go grab some paper towels.
You can't let Dave pour things. He works at JCW's. They fill stuff up past the brim over there, like their milkshakes. They're thick, rich, and oh my gosh.
Delicious?
Oh no. Dave's filling up Crystal's car for her.
Dave, stop!
Hey, this is Clark with JCW. Stop into any of our 5 locations today. We're located in American Fork, Thanksgiving Point, Provo, South Jordan, and our new location in Harriman. Come in and see why at JCW's we believe in quality and a lot of it.
Want to sell your home fast without doing any repairs? Well, you need to call Sunday. Sunday will buy your home as is and give you the best possible price. Sunday can close on your timeline in as quick as 10 days. The process is so easy, you don't have to do anything. No showings, no cleanings, no repairs, and better yet, you even get a $10,000 cash advance when you sell your home to them. Go to Sunday.com. That's Sundae.com. Or call 800-25-OFFER for your free, no obligation cash offer.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. But not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
Get the latest breaking news on your phone. Just text the word news to 57500. That's the UCCU KSL text line. Love where you bank.
Question: what will you find on all over-the-counter or OTC medicine packages to help you choose the right drug and use it safely? The answer: the Drug Facts label. This label lists the medicine's active ingredients and purpose, how much to take, and warnings you should know before using it. Remember, even OTC medicines you buy without a prescription can cause side effects you don't want. So follow the information listed on the Drug Facts label. For more information, visit fda.gov/drugfactslabel. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Think about your mother, your sister, your girlfriend. One in six women is a victim of sexual assault. Now think about your father, your brother, your best friend. Men are victims too. Rape can happen to anyone. This is Christina Ricci with RAIN, encouraging you to call the National Sexual Assault Hotline to learn how to support someone you love. Call 1-800-656-HOPE or visit RAIN.org. That's RAIN.org.
Brought to you by RAIN and this station.
Welcome back. KSL News Time, 1255. California is set to have the first state-funded guaranteed income plan in the country. The plan offers about $500 to $1,000 to qualifying expecting mothers and young adults who recently left foster care. Senate Republican leader Scott Wilk spoke from the assembly floor.
I believe that we should be doing all we can to lift these young people up.
There are no restrictions on how recipients can spend the money. The program was approved in a bipartisan unanimous vote yesterday. And watching Utah's Money, brought to you by Utah Community Credit Union. Love where you bank. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says she expects rapid inflation to continue. Yellen told CNBC she expects prices to ultimately fall back to more normal levels after several months. If you need an excuse to eat some ice cream this weekend, here it is. Sunday is National Ice Cream Day, and businesses will be celebrating with specials and free scoops. Burger King is giving away a free vanilla soft serve with a $1 purchase. Dairy Queen stores are offering a $1 of any size dipped cone in their app. Okay, now I want one. KSL Drives, the CEO of Honda, says he's willing to form new alliances to shift more electric vehicles to make them more profitable. Reuters reports the Japanese automaker is already hoping to increase EV production. Your money at this moment, a down day on Wall Street. The markets are all down. The Dow is down 247 points right now, sitting at 34,739. The S&P is down 24. The NASDAQ is down 78 points. The Biden administration is rolling back a move from former President Trump. ABC's Daria Albinger explains.
The White House is reversing a Trump-era rule on showerheads approved after former President Trump complained he couldn't get wet enough while he was trying to shampoo his hair due to low-flow models. Well, the Energy Department is now returning to a showerhead standard, which was adopted in 2013, saying the low-flow models provide plenty of water for a good soak and a thorough clean. And most people aren't even going to notice the change because the majority of showerheads comply with the 2013 rule. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.